This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apu Gapak. Government today said that the country has the capacity to refine 26 crore tons of crude oil and urged citizens to stop believing in rumors and avoid panic buying. Addressing an inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma clarified that there has been no increase in the rates of petrol and diesel amid rumors of a petrol-diesel price hike. Earlier, the government debunked news reports and social media posts claiming that LPG refill booking timelines have been revised for Pradhan Mantri Ujwala Yojana connections to 45 days. It added that the existing refill booking timelines remains unchanged and continue to be 25 days in urban areas and 45 days in rural areas, irrespective of connection type. The government has further reiterated that adequate LPG stocks are available in the country, emphasizing that there is no cause for concern. Meanwhile, Bharat Petroleum and Hindustan Petroleum has said that there is no shortage of fuel across the nation. The government of Arunachal Pradesh has issued an official notice proposing a significant expansion of the Itanagar Municipal Corporation territorial jurisdiction. The move aims to enhance urban governance, facilitate plant development, and ensure better civic administration across the capital region, Chimpu, Julang, Borum, and Leki, to improve governance, urban governance and civic administration. Residents in the affected zones ranging from the NH415 corridor to the Dikrong Bridge stretch have 30 days to submit written claims or objections. Submissions must state clear grounds and be addressed to the Commissioner IMC. Under 23 Tri-Nation Football Championship 2026 began today at the Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium UPI in Arunachal Pradesh and will continue till 31st March. Under 23 teams of India, Tajikistan and Bhutan are participating in this much-anticipated championship. Indian football maestro and Padma Shri awardee Sunil Chhetri attended the inaugural ceremony. Arunachal's Omang Dodum has been selected in the Indian men's under-20 football team for the ongoing SAFF under-20 championship 2026 in Maldives. The Indian team will face Pakistan on 26 March and Bangladesh on March 28 in Group B. The final will be held on April 3rd. The Press Information Bureau, Itanagar, organized a Varta A Media Outreach program on the theme Role of Media in Times of Artificial Intelligence at Pasighat today in collaboration with the Pasighat Press Club. Utsav Parmar, Joint Director, Central Bureau of Communication, Regional Office, Itanagar, underscored the importance of balancing artificial intelligence with natural intelligence, NI. He stated that the role of media extends beyond mere dissemination of news to ensuring clarity, accuracy, and context in information. Resource person Manish Awana, assistant professor at Rashtriya Raksha University, stressed on the critical need for media professionals to verify and fact-check AI-generated content, pointing that AI models have limited data representation from the northeastern region. Bandardeua Circle Officer Taba Milka today visited the affected areas under Pichola, Tanihapa and Gorubanda panchayat segments following the severe hailstorm and heavy downpour that occurred on the evening of 24th March. More than 20 houses were affected by the calamity. To ensure proper assessment and relief measures, a team comprising the panchayat inspector, Gram Panchayat Chairperson and Gaon Bura has been constituted. The team has been tasked with identifying all affected families and submitting a detailed report along with photographs to the office of the CEO Bandardeua within 2 days. Job is Well Co. Limited, a Tokyo-based educational and employment services company, visited Arunachal Pradesh University Pasighat today. They discussed how introducing Japanese language teaching at the university would equip students with professional skills while opening pathways to secure well-supported employment opportunities in Japan. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.